It's Thursday, November 4th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Churches around the world plan to unite in prayer this coming Sunday for the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians. The World Evangelical Alliance started the Day of Prayer back in 1996. David Curry with Open Doors USA spoke to CBN News about the Day of Prayer.
Well, over 340 million Christians are persecuted or oppressed because of their faith in Jesus. Now, some of those places like North Korea are exceptionally difficult. If you're caught with the Bible or whatever, you may spend the rest of your life in prison or even lose your life. But then there are other places around the world where the gospel's opposed and you may be harassed and bothered and these kinds of things. So there are any number of ways people can be persecuted for their faith. In China, you're observed and monitored with technology and then scored worse on your social score for being a follower of Jesus. We want to motivate the American church to pray for all of these circumstances. One day a year, November 7th, the International Day of Prayer, we ask people to pray for your brothers and sisters around the world who are oppressed for their faith.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, we all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." The German state of Thuringia is celebrating Martin Luther's translation of the New Testament into German 500 years ago. Luther finished the translation in 11 weeks during his stay at Wartburg Castle between 1521 and 1522. German officials announced a year of festivities on October 31st, which is Reformation Day. Of course, that's the day he nailed the 95 Theses to the Wittenberg church door, proclaiming his biblical objections to the bad theology in the Catholic Church. Republican Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill last Friday protecting workers who do not get a COVID-19 shot. The law requires employers to suspend COVID shot requirements for employees who have medical or religious objections. Workers who are fired for not getting the shot would be eligible for unemployment benefits. Ohio Republican State Representatives Jenna Powell and Thomas Hall introduced a new anti-abortion bill. Like the recent Texas heartbeat law, the bill allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs or assists in the killing of unborn babies. Unlike the Texas law, though, the Ohio bill bans nearly all abortions, not just when a baby's heartbeat is detectable. Bill sponsors call it the 2363 Act. Since there are an estimated 2,363 unborn babies killed in abortions every day in the U.S. Republicans won big on Tuesday in Virginia's elections. Republican Glenn Youngkin won the race for governor with 50.9% of the vote, becoming the first Republican governor in the state since 2009.
All righty, Virginia, we won this thing! Much fun.
Governor-elect Youngkin declared what would happen in light of the defeat of the radical leftist Democrat Terry McAuliffe.
"Together, we will change the trajectory of this Commonwealth. And friends, we are going to start that transformation on day one."
Not only did Governor-elect Youngkin promise the introduction of school choice, but he reaffirmed his commitment to the restoration of parental rights.
"We're going to introduce choice within our public school system. How about that? Choice within the public school system. We're going to start with 20 charter schools, and we are going to make a down payment and close the gap on giving parents an opportunity to select where their kids go to school. Friends, we're going to embrace our parents, not ignore them." "We're going to press forward with a curriculum that includes listening to parents' input, a curriculum that allows our children to run as fast as they can, teaching them how to think.
And Governor-elect Youngkin vowed to cut taxes by $1,500 per family in year one.
Friends, we will reduce our cost of living. On day one, we will declare the largest tax refund in the history of Virginia. We're going to eliminate the grocery tax, suspend the most recent hike in the gas tax, double everybody's standard deduction. We are going to save Virginia families $1,500 year one.
In addition to Glenn Youngkin's election as Virginia's next governor, Republicans won Virginia's races for attorney general and lieutenant governor, as well as picking up six seats in the House of Delegates. The election represents a big upset for Democrats since President Joe Biden won the state by 10 points just last year. The Associated Press called the New Jersey governor's race for Democrat Governor Phil Murphy. He barely beat Republican challenger Jack Chiatarelli in a state that Biden won last year by over 15 points. In another incredible upset, a Republican truck driver who spent only $5,000 on his campaign is leading New Jersey's longest-running state Senate president. Republican challenger Edward Durr leads Democrat Senate President Steve Sweeney 52-48%. Daniel 2, verse 21 says, God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. And finally, the Atlanta Braves beat the Houston Astros 7-0 on Tuesday, winning the World Series for the first time since 1995. Max Fried pitched six scoreless innings for the Braves, while Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and Freddie Freeman hit the homers. Swanson told Fox Sports about the peace that God gives him.
The good Lord, I mean, he's blessed me so much. Wouldn't be here without him. The peace that he gives me is just, it's remarkable. Especially in moments like this, you know, you can never go wrong trusting in that. So I'm just so thankful to be here.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, November 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.